We are back to talk about all the good things along the Pine River, and today Marty Richards joins us, and I'm guessing some of that water is a little bit high today, Marty.
Yeah, it. I said, you know, I was starting to feel pretty good about where we were getting with making sure the Pine was clear and people could go have an enjoyable kayak experience without portaging a bunch, and I'd throw that one out the window now because, you know, we're sitting here on Thursday and Thursday afternoon, we've already received 3.38 inches. That tells us that, okay, that's probably not going to be safe for kayaking. You know, in the forecast, originally I heard you could have, you know, maybe 2 inches over a couple of days. And then they talked about, well, you know, if the storm stalls, you might get a few more. Well, we got a few more. So
it stalled.
and we're still forecast to get more. So I think, folks, for the 4th of July weekend, really kayaking on the Pine is probably ill-advised to do that. Because looking at the Willow Creek, it's up at its banks already on Thursday afternoon. So that tells me the Pine's going to be coming. It always kind of follows behind that a little bit. A little further to travel, it goes up further north. So I really think we should probably look at the other entertainment options. You know, the Ash Creek Forest is always there, and there's high spots and up and down where you can go get a really good hike in on State Highway 80, just south of town, 354 acres. The trails are marked and mowed. Even if, you know, it's a little soggy now, but within a day, it usually firms up nicely. Or if you really want a great experience, Phil, get your mountain bike out.
Okay.
Because I know you go mountain biking all the time.
I really do have a Trek mountain bike, yeah.
Okay.
Got to pump up the tires.
I was going to make sure the tires are still on it. But the Okooch Mountain Recreation Trails in the mud, that would be a lot of fun, actually. So, and those trails right up by Allen Bradley on that drive right off Highway 14, that would be a lot of fun here this weekend as well. So I would just say for the Pine, you're gonna have to stay tuned too, because this will change things. And this is what I've learned on the Pine River. You know, you can. So just 2 days ago, I was on. We did some work. We had things really clear. Things were clear from Rockbridge down to the State Highway County SR landing. That's a really decent stretch. And then from Bowens Mill down to Mill Pond Park, we had in good shape. And that will change. Especially there are a couple places we were going under trees. You will not be able to do that this weekend. And then you're going to need to give us a couple days where 13 Pines RC, Derek Warner and his crew, we're going to have to get back out, see what it looks like. Maybe we'll be in great shape. And away we go. I doubt that highly. That's the optimist in me. I'm pretty sure that we'll have some clearing we'll need to do.
Well, there are a lot of other things you can do. You can go to the circus.
The circus on Friday. And then in Lone Rock, Lone Rock's got whatever you need, really, for 4th of July celebrations. So their 4th of July celebration has been going on for a long time. They have an outstanding fireworks display. It'll be on Saturday night. Their parade at Lone Rock is a good one. It's pretty long. A lot of opportunities to gather candy there.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to sand wrestle too, aren't you?
And the sand wrestling, yeah. I gave my license up on that. I no longer do sand wrestling. And then also at Discover Driftless, Dion and Holly Puzon have live music there on Saturday. So right there in Lone Rock on the Highway 14. You could go to Discover Driftless. They always have a nice time. They'll have a food truck there as well. So Saturday, if you're looking for things to do, you know, Lone Rock seems to be the hub of a lot of really cool activity with parade, fireworks, things like that.
This weekend will be a good weekend to head to the Branding Iron as well.
Yeah, you'll have to kind of check. I always encourage people, check for their specials on their Facebook page. Now, I know for sure Friday night, if you want just an outstanding fish fry, that is a fantastic place to go. Now, Saturday, depending on heat, this would have been typically a time they'd do their wood-fired pizzas. that's a hot proposition when it's as hot as it is. And Steve says his cooling system isn't working quite like it used to, his internal cooling system.
Okay.
So just kind of check their schedule. You can go out to Facebook, Branding Iron Roadhouse, Lime Ridge, and just check that out and see what they've posted. They'll keep you up to date there. But Friday, for sure, visit the Branding Iron, and you can have just an outstanding fish fry.